This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, this is Matthew from the DBCC, and I'm here with Marcus Moore. I'm just going to ask you a few questions, hopefully to get an insight into how you've made such great results. Okay, so if you'd like to introduce yourself and just tell us how long you've been at the DBCC.
I'm Marcus Moore. I started with the DBCC about 7 weeks ago.
Fantastic. Awesome. So if you could just tell us very quickly, what results have you achieved in that 6-7 weeks?
Well, I've lost in 7 weeks 21 pounds, almost 21 pounds of fat. I gained a pound of lean muscle, and then in total I've lost about 20 pounds of body weight overall.
Fantastic, good work. So what have been any difficulties that you have had, as I'm sure there are literally thousands of people who find themselves in the same position as you were before you started with the DBCC?
Sorry, what was that one again, Matt? What was that question again?
That's okay. So what difficulties have you had sort of before you joined the DBCC?
Before I joined? Yeah. Okay, yeah. It's just lifestyle. I travel a lot. I'm working away a lot. When I'm at home, I was picking food and not generally eating the right foods at the right times. Not eating a lot of food, but just the wrong foods at the wrong time. So I was looking for something that wasn't a gym. I was looking for something that would help me change my lifestyle, that would help me give me some pointers on diet and would help me with exercising. And I didn't just want to go to the gym and do 1 hour on an exercise bike or on a treadmill when that exercise wasn't the best thing for me. So the DBCC filled that gap quite well.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, so what were you? what were your struggles with weight loss before the DBCC?
I've been slowly gaining weight for a long time after a crash diet about 3 years ago that I lost a lot of weight and put it straight back on again, and just wasn't exercising. The biggest thing was that I didn't eat a lot, but I just didn't exercise a lot, and then I was eating the wrong things at the wrong times. So I found out about the DBCC and thought that with the advice and the diet side of things and the help you could give there, but also on the exercise side of things, it would work very well.
Okay, fantastic. So like you said, you did a crash diet about 3 years ago. So that was a way you tried to lose weight before, and obviously you put it back on straight away.
Yes.
Were there any other attempts at weight loss?
No. I mean, that one was the first time for probably over a decade that I've actually tried to lose weight and do something about it. That was one go at it, and it worked. I lost the weight, but then because of the type of diet it was, I put it back on again within about 9 months or so.
Okay.
So I knew that this time that before I joined the DBCC, I was back up to about 19 stone, and I'd started doing some exercising just at a local gym, but it wasn't quite coming off as quickly as I wanted it to. And I also wasn't. I was still doing the bad eating. I still had the bad eating habits. So I was trying to look at something that would help me with a better diet and give me some pointers on the nutrition, but then also make sure that the exercise I was doing was the right exercise and not just, you know, mooching along on a treadmill for an hour and not actually achieving anything.
Okay, fantastic. So the crash diet you were on previously, was it... Obviously, I mean, you mentioned before it was the milkshakes.
Yeah.
Was it just a nutrition-based diet, or was there exercise as well? Was it
no, I mean, it was very much, because it was one of these very low-calorie diets, of which there are lots of different ones on the market, but it was basically just a very low-calorie diet, milkshake only, 3 times a day, but because it was very low-calorie, I couldn't do a lot of exercise on it. It was kind of 600 calories a day, so I couldn't do a lot of exercise because I would have... ruined myself with not taking in enough calories to counteract the exercising.
Absolutely.
So it was kind of chicken and egg, really.
Okay, brilliant. So what does your lifestyle look like now compared to before the DBCC? You mentioned you did a lot of travelling.
Still doing the travelling now, nowhere near as tired. I've got a lot more energy these days. I'm a lot more motivated to kind of change things. So I've made a lot of changes at home in terms of the diet and in terms of moving away from trying to eat less and people who kind of skip breakfast because they think, oh, you can do without it in the morning, and then you have problems later on in the day. So I've learned to kind of eat regularly and eat the right things during the day. So having more protein at breakfast and eggs and salmon and bacon and things like that for breakfast, and then trying to eat three regular meals during the day and then snacking on nuts and the right things at the right time. And yeah, it's really worked.
Okay, fantastic. So how has the DVCC specifically helped yourself?
I think the starting on the metabolic damage solution was very good. So essentially you're repairing the damage that's been done to your metabolism by putting it on this kind of set regime of food that you need to eat at certain times. And I like that. I like the idea of kind of something saying, right, eat this at these times of the day. And doing that for a couple of weeks, and then you kind of feel the changes after the first, or certainly after the first couple of weeks, you start to feel a lot more energetic, and you have that kind of will to get in the gym and the will to change. And then the longer it goes on, like now, it's been 7 weeks, and it's just become a kind of matter of routine for me now for the advice you've given on eating the right things for breakfast and making sure you prepare the night before. And so my habits have kind of completely changed now, and I try and plan my day ahead the previous day, so I have everything cooked and prepared. So you're not trying to search around, trying to snack on things because you haven't got anything prepared. So the diet side of things, the metabolic damage solution, and then coming down here and doing the set training. And I know that the training I'm doing, because you guys are there telling us what to do, I know that it's the right thing for us to be doing.
Fantastic.
So yeah.
Brilliant, awesome. So do you have any specific tips with nutrition or exercise which you can share with anyone listening that have worked like specifically for you? So anything that you found that has worked like specifically for you?
Make sure you're doing it for before you start, and know why you want to, what you want to achieve. Absolutely. And why you want to achieve it. So don't set out thinking, well, I'll just give it a go and see how it works. Have a goal in your mind. It can be a hard goal of reaching a certain weight, or it can be kind of a softer goal of, like me, I'd like to fit back into a pair of size 36 jeans, because that's what next goes up to. So it's a small thing, but you know why you're doing it, and have a goal in your head, and then make sure that you motivate yourself to reach that goal. You know, apart from that, any tips at home are just follow the advice of the guys, follow the advice from the website and the material that's out there, and you'll be fine. But just make sure you're motivated, make sure you know in yourself why you want to do it.
Awesome. Good one, Marcus. So any final words, anything you want to say?
No, I mean, to wrap it up, it's been an amazing 7 weeks of, I feel a hell of a lot healthier and happier than I did before I started. Overall, great value for money. It's achieving exactly what I wanted to achieve and more, and it's been a really fun experience as well. I've met some really good people who are down here, both instructors and other people that have joined up, and yeah, it's been a really good experience.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Marcus. I hope you found this interview helpful. I want to thank you for your time. Please comment below with any questions and we will get back to you. This is Matthew from the DVCC at Northampton. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Head over to thedvcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.